it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
LOL has become a common courtesy. It's just a thing you say. Like another common courtesy. If somebody's by you and they sneeze, what do? You move 6 feet and then what do you say? Bless you. Are you really blessing them from God? No, you're not. It's just a thing you say. If your friend texts you and they're trying to be funny, what do you say? LOL. Did you really laugh out loud? No, you didn't. At this point, LOL just means I have received your text.
Da, 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 da. Yeah! Yeah! Kevin,
you're screwed.
Monday, June 16th, on the wake up call, kapow! Oh, we are here, you are here, and here we are. Hopefully you had a great weekend. I sure did. Father's Day weekend.
Oh yeah, happy belated Father's Day.
Thanks.
What'd you end up doing?
Good question. I went to see How to Train Your Dragon in the live action one.
Uh-huh.
And it was my first experience with D-Box seats.
Oh boy, how was it?
I loved it.
Really?
I don't know if you, by the way, Katie, you'll be coming in a second. You at one point on this show talked about D-Box seats as if it was like this horrific experience.
Yeah, it's like a roller coaster.
I liked it though. Maybe you saw the wrong movie in it. I mean, it is jarring at first. Like, why is my seat jumping? You know, but like for How to Train Your Dragon, it was awesome. Like,
it moves a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, and like the flying scenes, my seat was like swaying back and forth.
Oh.
It really added something to the movie. I don't know if I would do it. Obviously wouldn't do it for every movie, but I wouldn't do it. Maybe I wouldn't even do it again. Like, it would have, I know that sounds stupid, but like, it would have to be the right movie. Like, How to Train Your Dragon was the right movie. If they make another Top Gun, that would be the right movie. Or a driving movie, maybe. Like a Fast and
Furious. No, not a driving movie.
Is that what you saw?
I saw Furiosa. And that was a lot for me.
Yeah.
It was like a roller coaster going to Disneyland, because I had just came from Disneyland, and then that just gave me flashbacks of the roller coaster.
The one thing I found, it wasn't that I hated it, but I found it amusing and funny, is that the seat, if you don't know what a D-Box seat is, it's a seat in a movie theater that actually moves along with the movie. So if you're watching a movie like I did over the weekend for Father's Day, where the dragon is flying left, the seat will like gently guide you left and then guide you right. Kind of like if you're on Soarin' at Disney's California Adventure or something like that. However, it also will jump and vibrate for like something falling to the ground,
or fire,
somebody
something.
Getting punched, you know, and fire. Yeah. Like any, and it'll, the seat will rumble and it'll jump. And, what I found amusing was it was doing that even for dialogue. Like anytime anybody like, this is what I'm talking about. Like if they would yell or something like that, not even pound their fist. Like I just did that for dramatic effect now, but if they were just yelling, the seat would vibrate and it's like, okay, come on. Like, this is excessive. Now whoever was in charge of programming this chair is doing it just on a level that just doesn't need to be done. But for the most part though, I would recommend D-Box seats. Did you see
Were you falling off your seat?
Was I falling off my seat? No.
Okay.
See. Were you?
Yeah, I kept falling off my seat. My popcorn was going everywhere.
My son did spill his popcorn one time.
Yeah, it's intense. And there's no seatbelt.
Yeah, you don't need a seatbelt. But my son, like when you get a large popcorn, you get the little boats and you have to like pour it out for the kids. My son had it on his lap right at the very beginning of the movie. And then the seat like banked to the right real fast. And my middle son, Theo, we always say he's like Larry David. He like looked at me and just goes, "My chair spilled my popcorn." And normally that would be crazy, but in this particular case, it's like, oh yeah, your seat did spill your popcorn. That was the chair's fault. That was. But then my wife got me a hat that said Corgi Mom.
Oh my God.
I don't know if you saw that. That was fun.
I didn't, but that's so cute.
And I got some t-shirts as well. My family did not give me breakfast in bed, mostly because I brought breakfast back from the gym.
And did they just plate that themselves?
Yeah, they go, okay, go upstairs. And I was like, okay. And I went upstairs, and then they put the same breakfast sandwich that I had just purchased for myself on a plate. And then they put some sliced banana and some peanut butter pretzels, because I love peanut butter pretzels.
Well, that's cute, kind of.
By the way, peanut butter pretzels and banana, snack of the gods.
Yeah, it's like a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
It's incredible. Mm. So anyway, so that was my Father's Day. But, okay. And here comes Katie. I do want to switch gears here for a second. I saw something. We've got a TV here in the studio. It's just always playing the news. And the news this time of day plays some interesting commercials. And they had a Subway commercial on there, Subway sandwiches. And it made me realize something.
Oh.
I've never realized this before.
Okay.
We got to stop showcasing sloppy sandwich preparation.
I'm going to need more.
Everything in a Subway sandwich commercial.
Yeah.
Is no way to make a sandwich. You want don't spit your coffee out. You want to call yourself a sandwich artist? Stop throwing lettuce in the air.
Okay.
Stop just sloppily pouring some sort of vinaigrette all over a sandwich. It's getting everywhere.
Okay.
It's a mess. Meatballs. Just slopped
dropped from a high distance. Sorry, and, food in my mouth.
And then when it's all done, the made sandwich just plunk down.
I don't know what it is about food commercials where they want to drop it onto a plate.
Couldn't tell you.
Because this isn't just a safe Subway thing.
No, I'm starting to see it more and more in commercials.
I have seen so many hamburgers dropped from a distance.
Right. And have you ever dropped a whole hamburger down onto a plate?
Not on purpose.
Never once.
Right.
Never once. So what's going on? Are we doing it wrong? Because they're the artists, self-proclaimed. Did you eat more food while we're on the air?
Okay. You, of all people, do not get to talk to me about
listen,
that.
If we're all just eating food.
I have seen you.
Don't. Guys, we're professionals.
We're
all professionals.
Stop it.
You have just eaten chips during this time of day or Cheez-Its with abandon.
So I'm going to say something.
Okay.
Stop dropping food.
Guys.
Okay.
Stop making a mess while you're making a commercial.
Okay.
You're sending the wrong signal.
Now, would you say when you watch like a chef show, are they not taking seasonings and throwing them into a pan?
They're often on a timer.
Yeah.
Then that's helped. Like, you can't just sprinkle it in. You have to throw it.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just the general mess that they have created.
I know, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, they're shaking a pan real hard.
Yeah, yeah.
And they take some and then they throw it in.
Okay, so then are we doing it wrong? Like, should we be preparing, like, when we make...
Only if we want to entertain. Do you want to entertain people while you're cooking? I want to not be spoken to while I'm cooking.
Right.
I don't want anybody watching me. I don't want anybody to have any opinions.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to, for the most part, stay away from me.
Right.
Or whatever you're working on for dinner, you go over there and do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll work on my...
I'll do my thing.
...deviled eggs or whatever it is I'm doing.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I will drop the deviled
eggs.
And
I'll drop them from a distance.
Like...
I'll get up on a ladder.
Right.
Right.
Unless they splatter, then it's too
there's
high.
Literally Bell. What's his name?
Who?
Bam.
Emeril. Oh yeah, Emeril.
His thing is to say bam.
Okay.
So if you're gonna be bamming food,
I mean, if I'm watching a Subway commercial, every shot looks bammed.
Yeah, that's true.
Like meatballs on a sub, bam. Lettuce thrown into the air, bam. Which is wet. It's also wet when they do it. A loaf of bread ripped in half, bam. Which, by the way, they don't do that at Subway.
They very carefully slice it.
Even if you ask. And then they do very carefully slice it. And then they also bring the two together to make sure they're not giving you an extra centimeter of bread.
Oh, I spent a lot more time at Subway than I am. I gotta tell you.
Yeah, my kids like the meatballs.
All right.
Mostly because I let them throw them around the kitchen.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
If there's anything about the people of Sacramento, we're survivors. We've been through a lot. Just had to deal with the Kings loss.
Yeah.
I mean, the list goes on and on. And now we have to deal with an invasive species that is going to wreak havoc if we don't do anything about it. Not to mention the fact that they are disgusting. Disgusting. It's Nutria, aka swamp rats.
These swamp rats love the water and repopulate quickly. Fish and Wildlife hasn't detected any of them in this West Sacramento area along the Sacramento River, but like you said, they have identified them along Sherman Island. And the biggest concern with these aquatic rodents is with the levees, like the ones you can see behind me.
Yeah, they're coming for our levees. They're organizing. They're gonna flood Sacramento.
And what are they gonna do to the levees?
Apparently, they burrow into the levees and it weakens them.
Okay,
but let's not.
What are our levees made out of?
I don't know. I'm not actually sure. It sounds like paper. Sounds like paper mache.
Okay,
but I'm not even so much worried about that. I'm just worried about the optics of gigantic, disgusting, yellow-toothed rats. Now, when I say rats, by the way, I'm not doing it justice. Kevin, how big can a nutria get?
10 pounds.
No, 40 pounds.
40?
Yes, 40 pounds.
These things look disgusting.
They look like kind of like beavers, but they have higher legs. Like they stand higher. They're disgusting. They're disgusting.
And their teeth is orange.
Their teeth are orange. Yes. And they have white whiskers. If you see a what you think is a beaver in any of our rivers, that's not a beaver. It's a swamp rat. Shoot it.
Oh, my God.
Don't. Do not do that. Okay. Take that back right now.
Do whatever you want,
no,
I guess.
No, don't do whatever
They're
you
disgusting,
want.
Disgusting,
They're
lady.
Disgusting. Do you know what they do? You know the city with the biggest problem with nutria?
What?
It's New Orleans. And you know what they do in New Orleans?
Probably party.
No. At night, they shoot them. They ride the streets of New Orleans.
Is this what we want to be like?
Exactly. New Orleans? Exactly.
No, I'm saying, okay, I'm going to say something.
What are you going to say? It can't be in defense of swamp rats.
I think they're very cute.
What? Are we looking at the same picture?
I don't like their teeth. I don't like their front teeth. But, like, they're like a mix between, like, a regular rat and a raccoon.
No, they're not, everybody. If you want to see what they look like, text rat to 909-1065. They're a mix between a beaver and a dog. That's the difference.
Oh, my God. There's pictures of people holding them.
Oh, my God. What?
Oh.
Before those people.
It's like holding a cat. People, they love people.
You're disgusting.
Oh my God, Kevin, look at that.
I see it.
That's not kind of cute. Look at
that.
No. That's like, it is like holding a little dog. This person has a dog and a nutria and they're friends.
Katie, I really worry about you.
Oh my God, this one's wearing a bandana.
I severely, severely worry about you.
Why?
And your judgment.
Oh my God, if you get one as a baby, you can feed it with a bottle? Are you Oh my, Kevin, do not listen. Tell me that is not cute.
Okay, the baby one is cute.
Do not listen to Katie. They're an invasive species that's disgusting.
I don't like that they're invasive.
They need to be eradicated.
No, they're eradicated. I get it.
Oh, these are cute.
Stop it, Kevin.
The baby ones are cute.
The baby
ones. Okay, well, the babies grow up to be 40-pound rat dogs, okay? We can't have this in Sacramento. It's going to make the whole city seem like trash.
This one looks like it's trying to get a hug.
Oh my God, I'll give him a hug.
Hey, give me a hug.
I can't be here anymore.
I don't like the invasive part. Don't get me wrong. Oh my God, this one's taking a bath.
I'm
Oh my God.
They're disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. Text RAT to 909-1065 if you want to see what Katie's...
Okay, actually...
She's lost her mind,
you
everybody.
You be an independent thinker and Google it yourself, because whatever Gavin wants to show you, I'm sure he's trying to sway the jury. And you can see how they're just... Oh, man. What a bunch of little cuties.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, then you want them in your house?
I said...
You're going to start fostering them, too?
Oh, I don't have the space. I don't have the levee space.
That's right. That's right. You don't. You just got done building your backyard. You got a steep hill. They can't wait to burrow inside of it and have 200 babies.
Oh, man. He's wearing a hat.
Oh, my God. Okay. In all honesty, if you see a nutria, you're supposed to call the Fish and Wildlife, and they will come and probably remove it. That's the nice way of saying eradicate it. Anyway, nutria invading Sacramento.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
We want to know, what is something that when you were younger, if your friend's parents or a neighbor had it, you thought, damn, they got money? You can call or text us 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Let's take a stroll down Nostalgia Lane and go over this. And I'm going to start by saying that for me, and this, maybe they were rich, I don't even know. But when I was a kid, there was a guy who lived down the street that had stand-up arcade games.
Oh my God.
In his garage. And I was like, this guy's practically a millionaire. We just got this text message into 909-1065. Kids who had Lunchables for school lunch.
Okay. That is the truest thing. Mine were very food related.
Yeah.
So kids that had a bunch of fun foods in their pantry. Pop-Tarts.
Oatmeal cream pies.
Yeah. Sugary cereals.
Dunkaroos.
Oh, Dunker, get out of here!
Any kind of snack that came with...
What are you, a Trump?
Right, any kind of snack that came with its own little pool that you could dip it in.
The more prepackaged and individually packaged something was, the more rich you seemed.
916-909-1065. Good morning, John.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good, hi, good. John. What is it that somebody had when they had it when you were a kid, you were like, man, they're so rich?
It was a trash compactor.
Oh.
Did people have trash compactors?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, back in the 80s and, like, you know, like early 90s, yeah. You got a trash compactor in your house.
It was like
$1,000.
Yeah. So that's
one of those.
That was your garbage can, and then every once in a while, you'd push a button, and it would shove everything down, and then you could put a whole bunch more garbage in there.
Oh, my God. I'd watch that all day
long. Well, you couldn't
long.
See it. It was closed.
Oh, well, that's stupid. They need to make those clear. John, thanks so much for your call, man. We put this up on Facebook. What are some of the ones that we got?
Okay, and I agree with almost all of these. It's so funny when you're a kid how you just see the world through. Oh, also, if somebody's mom had, like, a treadmill...
Oh,
I was like, hooray!
Any kind of exercise equipment.
Any kind of exercise equipment. Okay. Catherine said their own phone in their room, not a cell phone.
Definitely.
And if you had your own number.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Rockefeller.
I didn't know anybody. A kid who had their own number?
I think I might have known one person.
Holy cow.
Amber said a family room separate from their living room. Now, my family had a family room and living room situation, and we were not rich, so that one wouldn't have stood up for me. Okay, this one for sure, though. Rachel said an intercom system in every room.
Yes! My best friend had an intercom system.
Did it work?
No, it never worked.
It never worked.
It's like somebody that has an attached hot tub to their in-ground pool.
Yeah.
Like, they never work.
They never work.
But it was like, what is that? What is this a McDonald's?
And now I just talk to my kids in their room through an Alexa. Okay, this is funny. Kim said a mail slot in their front door.
Oh, see, now where I grew up, that was everybody standard? Had that because it was in the city. We got a text message 909-1065. LA Gear high tops. Yes, before Jordans came out.
Okay.
If LA Gear was the brand. My wife reminded me of this one. Anybody who had a doorbell that played a song. I mean, you ring the doorbell and you go, what is happening? Am I at the White House?
Okay, what about somebody who had like statues of, like two statues of animals on either side of their door?
Yeah, like a lion.
Like, usually it's a lion.
Except for a dragon. That didn't make me think you were rich.
Okay, Mary said having a fridge in the garage.
Oh, yeah.
Stacy said, and this one was so true for me, if you had HBO.
Yes, or even cable if you go far enough back.
Some people, cable, yeah. A lot of people said cable. Somebody said they're having a curved driveway.
Yeah, I still think that.
I still kind of think it
too. I think that too. This is a great one. We
live out on an estate, bitch.
I know. I think I heard a comedian say it's a curved driveway so that you could drive in and then realize you can't afford it and just keep on going. Somebody said this on text message, store-bought Halloween costumes. Absolutely. Oh. And what's so funny is you go back and look at those pictures now and they're all chintzy garbage.
See, I thought store-bought Halloween costumes were more a sign that you were poor.
No. Because I was the kid walking around with my dad's old flannel that I wore last year when I was a werewolf and now I'm a hobo. We would just keep using the same old clothes.
My mother is such a craft queen that every year I got something bespoke.
Yeah, that's true. I love doing these.
I got couture Halloween costumes.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So, if you're feeling a little bit down, there is a secret key to happiness. And all you have to do is do this thing that almost anybody can do. You just have to do it faster. Kevin found this study, and he's here to share all the details about it. Kevin, you're an unlikely source to the key to happiness.
Well, why? Yeah.
Well, you do go to the river and someday you'll never come back. And you say it's to meditate, right. But we know that it only happens when you're sad.
You go a lot.
Well,
what is the key to happiness? What'd you find?
A recent study suggests that people who walk faster tend to be less happy than they do to those who are at a slower pace.
Man, it's like you've never read in your life.
Sack steak read.
So it says people who walk fast are less happy, and then people that walk slow are happier.
Oh, so it's the opposite. Doing this slower.
Means you're happy.
Oh,
I kind of think that makes sense. Like, when I used to have a different job for this company, I was way stressed out all the time. Mm-hmm. And I walked through those halls like I was doing a triathlon.
Interesting.
Like I mean, fast, 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 fast. And now that I am in this position, much, much happier. I'm leisurely.
You are leisurely.
Just strolling.
I walk very fast.
That's not
me
true.
Too.
You don't think I walk fast?
Absolutely not.
This one over here. He walks fast. But here's the thing. When he's walking fast, it's often with a destination of a bathroom.
Not always. I walk fast regularly.
I had several people say I walk too fast for them. My regular walking is like them jogging.
Think about him at Disneyland.
Yeah, no, he's a fast walker at Disneyland.
It's absurd.
Okay, well, I definitely fast walk at Disneyland too. But I'm not.
But you aren't also fast walking in every other part of your life. When we go, you are Mr. One Hand in the Pocket while you walk. Oh. That is not the stance of a fast walker.
You can fast walk with a hand in the pocket.
But you don't.
But okay. So, but am I happy? Are you trying to tell me I'm happy?
despite your best efforts, yes.
Huh.
And I'm telling you guys, this is why I'm depressed.
And this
is not why you're
this
depressed.
Show, this proves. This that is exhibit depressed. A of why I told you I'm truthfully depressed.
So, okay, yeah. What about slowing it down?
I can't.
Tell
I'll
us
bet
why.
You can.
Slowing it down makes it seem like it's taking longer time to get to my destination well, when does, I could be yeah. there and I could save that time. And it's like, why walk slow? You can fit more things in if you walk at a fast pace.
All right, stand up right now.
Okay.
Walk from one. We're in the biggest studio here at Lava Ridge okay. in the Odyssey.
Actually, go
building.
In a circle.
Okay,
go
yeah. in a circle? Yeah, because
yeah,
you
go
can
all
lap.
The way around.
You can lap us. All right, so Kevin's lapping us right
okay,
now.
Okay, but walk like you normally would. Right now, you're like mall walking. Yeah. This is how you
no,
normally
no, no.
do.
This is how I normally
okay, this
do.
Okay, is how that, you normally
that's
do.
A normal walk. Okay, now that's a
fast.
This
pretty
is,
fast.
This is his pace, everybody. Keep going, keep going.
Okay.
Bop. Bah,
getting
bah,
very
bah,
dizzy.
Bah.
I know,
that's
you're making me dizzy, actually.
That's his feet right there, okay? All right, now, Kevin, let's do this pace. Ready? Keep going.
Okay. I can't.
Try it.
I'm doing
you're
it.
You're going slower than
yeah,
I'm
you're
clapping.
Doing, yeah, keep with the beat.
This pace, I need it.
No. I don't like this.
Why?
It's too...
It's a slower pace.
Why do you want to walk slow?
Because of your study where you can be happier.
I won't be happier. I'll feel more stressed that I won't make somewhere in time.
Like the bathroom?
Like the bathroom.
Bathroom or other important events.
Like a porta potty?
I would never go in a porta potty just so you
sorry.
Know.
Sorry. Like a powder room?
Wow.
A mobile powder room.
Wow.
All right, Kevin. Well, listen, for everybody else besides Kevin, institute this. Maybe if you're feeling a little stressed out, try slowing the pace down a little bit. I'm going to do it. I went for a walk with my kids, my whole family. We went for a walk over the weekend. I was too fast, and everybody
they
was saying
short child legs.
Well,
of course you're going to be faster to them.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right, kids. Never forget, I'm faster and stronger. But
that's why I'm not depressed.
I'm going to slow down. I'm like a conscious effort to slow down. Okay. Katie, I don't want you to slow down. You're already too slow. And Kevin?
Sorry that I'm living a fulfilled life. My God.
And Kevin, unless you're running to the bathroom, let's try slowing it down.
I can't.
Okay, then could you get on Prozac?
What's that?
Don't worry about it. I'll figure it out for you.
We're going to crush it up and put it in your Skittles. Your breakfast Skittles so that you have it in the morning.
Yeah.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
I have just been given something with the instruction that I'm supposed to give it to Kevin.
What is it?
And Katie,
yeah?
I'm very worried not only about the judgment of this person, but also about what Kevin will do with this power.
Oh, no.
And also the state of this company and their decision making.
What is it?
Are you ready?
I've been.
Okay, do we need to know who gave it to you first?
Nope.
Okay.
I was just told, hand this to Kevin, please.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
It's a company credit card.
Ew!
What?
Yeah. It's a company credit card.
Ew! I'm excited when we buy it first, bitches.
This is exactly my concern. Does everybody see my concern?
Throw it to me.
Oh, that was a nice good throw. And heavy, huh?
Man, I was like gambit there.
Okay, so here's the good news. It doesn't have his name on it.
I know that, but he could still use it.
Yeah. Don't test me.
He's
Do you
still
want Starbucks
to use it?
Or not?
Okay.
Do you see,
I see what you're saying? I see what you're saying.
She handed it to me and she goes, can you hand this to Kevin? I go, yeah, sure. And I do it. And I did a triple take and I said, are you sure?
Okay.
Now, I'm very trustworthy.
There are so many reasons that nobody should give you a company credit card, but I'm going to give you one that, I mean, let's go over them.
Let's list them.
Okay. You're terrible with money.
No, I'm not.
Number two, you're terrible with credit cards.
You're terrible with credit cards.
I have no credit cards.
Number three. Number three, and I don't know why this is, but every time or at least most of the time, that your mom gives you her credit card, I find it on the floor because it's come out of your pocket because for some reason you don't put it in your wallet.
Why would I put a credit card that's not mine in my wallet?
I have picked up this woman's credit card off the floor so many times.
What are you supposed to do? What is the instruction? Do you know why they're giving this to you?
Yes.
What is it?
It's to purchase some stuff.
Okay, what are the things? I think there needs to be a very concrete list that you need to sign that you understand that you do not deviate from this list.
It's just gift cards for the Are You Smarter Than Katie winners.
Okay, that's great. Okay.
Sometimes.
Right. Sometimes.
You know you're going to have to, you have to fill out reports and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have my ways. Do you want Starbucks or
I
not?
I don't want Starbucks.
Wow.
I do.
Well, okay, me and Gavin are going to
be. Okay, well, when you guys get fired.
We're not going to get fired.
I didn't know he was using the company card.
I've always been. I don't have money.
I mean.
That's our point.
It is troubling that this company thinks that of all the people, let's give it to the little boy who somehow racked up tens of thousands of dollars.
That I paid off, so.
I mean. You can't handle your own money. Why is the company thinking you can handle theirs?
Well, she asked for it in about 2 hours. She asked for it back in 2 hours.
Oh, smart.
I mean, it's good to put a time limit on it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Although he could do a lot of damage in two hours.
Yes, I can.
I was just thinking, man, how long does it take to buy a jet ski on Amazon? Oh, man. Are there any Louis Vuitton dog outfits that Kevin wants to buy?
Oh, actually, yeah.
This is the last day that this company will be in business. Kevin was given a company credit card. He's got 2 hours to use it. And
that's more than enough I need.
More than enough that he needs.
Right.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
We want to know, what is a factor that you consider, or multiple factors, when scouting boyfriend material? 916-909-1065. 916-909-1065. It can be physical. It cannot be physical. And we're getting into this because of an interesting answer that Tiffany Haddish recently gave. You can always count on Tiffany Haddish having something interesting or colorful to say. And she was asked this question, and here's her response.
So what do men need? What are the qualifications?
The qualifications for someone to be that special, guys, the credit score has to be over 675, because I feel like if a bank won't give you
I'm out of here. It's nice to meet you. I'm a 540. Oh. Which way do I go?
Like I said. I'm a firm believer that credit score shows a lot about a person, and if a bank wouldn't be willing to give you a loan for a home, why would I be willing to let you be in my body?
Well, some people ask for results from an STD test. She wants to see your credit score test.
I don't blame her, you know.
So credit score, we'll add that to the list. 916-909-1065. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
All right, so what are some factors that you consider when looking for a boyfriend?
So physically, they have to have good teeth. And personality, they have to have, like, sarcastic dark humor.
Oh. Ooh, okay, sarcastic dark humor, I mean, and good teeth. You just described me, by the way.
Oh, boy.
What are some things that you look for when you're considering a man?
Me.
Yeah.
You have to, being funny is great, but more importantly, you have to think I'm funny.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't think I'm funny, if you're not hee-hee and ha-haing at my jokes,
right.
There's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Okay. That is telling me.
Listen, I can identify with that one.
I mean, I know this is shallow, but I don't like a big boy.
What do you mean? Oh,
physically, I like a lean, mean fighting machine.
Uh-huh.
And,
big boys can fight,
honey. Okay, it's an expression.
Oh,
and I mean, this is kind of a low bar, but I'd like you to like me.
Oh, wow. That's the saddest thing you've ever said.
Yeah, literally.
What are you looking for in a boyfriend? Someone to like me. Anyone.
I mean, the list is longer than that, of course. But
somebody said guys who are really into theater. That's that's nice.
Okay.
Or at the very least, they don't make fun of it. So another text message we got, they have to be taller than I am. I didn't realize, especially if you're a tall girl, how important that is.
Yeah, I think it just makes women feel more feminine if a guy is taller than them.
A lot of short kings getting passed over.
Sorry, buddy.
Literally.
Sorry, yeah.
A man with confidence. Somebody says they have to have confidence.
You know what? I like somebody that can make fun of themselves.
Self-deprecation.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, know your strengths, but be okay with laughing at your weaknesses, you know?
Yeah, I get that. We put this up on Facebook. Did we get anything interesting on Facebook?
Nothing like terrible. Like, okay, so Kim says she has a laundry list.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, boy.
Not clingy.
Oh, yes.
I want clingy. If you're not clinging to me, we've got a problem. Personality and humor, of course, has his own career.
Okay. I'm shocked that, like, ambition hasn't showed up on this list yet.
Doesn't talk poorly about their exes.
That's a good one.
I want you to talk bad about your ex.
You do?
Absolutely.
You don't think that shows a level of pettiness?
No, I want to know that she sucks and I'm great.
But he's not with her. Who cares? It's in the past.
I care.
All right.
Let's see. Makes and keeps plans.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
That's an important one, and educated.
If you missed it, we're getting into this because Tiffany Haddish says you got to have she even had a specific score. Yeah, for her to consider you to dateable, 675 credit score.
Fair.
You got to have over that.
Allison said loyalty, communication, and kindness. I would also add to the list, you got to like animals.
Got to like animals.
Yeah.
Got to love animals.
I'd prefer it. Like, I'd prefer somebody that like can see an animal and be like, that's a cute dog.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. That's good.
And Michaela said independence. Again, don't love it. loyalty and communication.
Wow. You have etched out quite the fella that you're interested in.
Well, it's a very specific box you have to fit in.
Sure is.
But I think I've done well.
106.5 The End. He's confident.
Yeah, I know that.
He's cocky.
Bitch, my hair looks good today.
He thinks he's smarter than you.
Mm-hmm. There's no way you could have got that question right.
It's Are You Smarter Than Kevin?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries. Are you smarter than Kevin? Threw you a little bit of a curveball this morning as Katie had to step out for a second. That's all right. She'll be back later. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
You are caller 17. You get to take Kevin on in the octagon of knowledge. Are You Smarter Than Katie has a jackpot today of $360.
Oh,
he is leaving the studio. Leave the studio. Wow, you're moving so slow. Oh, there he goes. All right, Bill, here we go. Five questions dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Question one, Vance Bolter is the alleged murderer of a Democrat politician and her husband in Minnesota. There was a manhunt for him over the weekend, but he was captured, and his political motivation for the murders is coming now into light. What is the capital of Minnesota?
Minneapolis.
Question two, Taylor Swift attended the Stanley Cup Finals with her boyfriend Travis Kelce, but while she was in Florida for that, she did a surprise visit to a children's hospital. That's pretty nice. What sport is the Stanley Cup for?
Hockey.
Question three, it's been rumored for a few months now that Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are on the verge of breaking up, and now that is being confirmed by People Magazine. They have one daughter together named Daisy. How many years have they been engaged? Six, seven, or eight?
Let's do 8.
Question 4. Justin Bieber's in Hawaii right now and had another fight with paparazzi. He was seen swearing at them and telling them to leave him alone and warned that he's not in a good place mentally and he's close to the edge emotionally right now. How many main islands make up Hawaii?
5.
And question 5. The Simpsons is still one of the funniest shows on TV, and they just signed a contract extending them to their 40th season. But they will make less episodes now, cutting each season down from 20 episodes to 17 episodes. So, if The Simpsons is on season 36 right now, and they currently have 790 episodes, how many episodes will they have by the end of this contract?
790 plus 36, so you're looking at 826.
All righty. Can you please bring Kevin back in here? Bill, what do you do for a living?
I am the vice principal of Arcoe.
You're the vice principal of what?
Arcoe. It's a little bit south of Elk Grove Gulch.
Oh, is that a high school? I've never heard of it before.
What he said?
It's towards Rancho Seco. It's TK through 8th grade.
TK through 8th grade. Wow. Elkoe? Am I saying that right?
Arcoe.
Have you ever heard of that school, Kevin?
Never heard of her.
Well, this is the vice principal of it.
Boy.
Unfortunately, we don't have Katie here to tell everybody what your mascot is. But
I know. I was waiting for that.
Yeah, sadly. Yeah. All right. I'm going to put you on hold. Bill answered quick. I loved how fast he answered.
Well, he is the vice principal.
Kevin, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Vance Bolter, I think I'm saying that name right, is the alleged murderer of a Democratic politician and her husband in Minnesota. There was a manhunt for him over the weekend. He was captured, and now that he's captured, we're starting to get a clear image into why he did what he did, and it was political, so we're going to figure that out. What is the capital of Minnesota?
St. Paul.
St. Paul is correct.
The only saint.
Not Minneapolis. Question 2. Taylor Swift attended the Stanley Cup Finals with her boyfriend, Travis Kelce. But while she was in Florida, you know what she did?
What?
She went to the Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Bless her heart.
Met with all kinds of kids, took pictures and videos. It was beautiful. I love that she did that. What sport is the Stanley Cup for?
Hockey.
Hockey!
The most aggressive sport, by the way. I've watched a hockey game. They're very aggressive.
When I was younger, I loved hockey.
God, and they push you against the walls and stuff.
It's called checking.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Question 3. It's been rumored now for several months. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are on the verge of breaking up, Kevin.
Oh, no.
Yep. And now People Magazine, pretty trustworthy source, is confirming that. They do have one daughter. Their daughter's name is Daisy. I love that name. It's my cat's name. How many years have they been engaged? 6, 7, or 8?
They've been engaged for that long. I'm going to be 7.
6.
How are they not married?
I don't know.
How does someone be engaged for that long?
I thought they were married. They are not married. They've been engaged for 6 years.
Is that Jack Sparrow?
Yeah. He was not Jack Sparrow.
Orlando Bloom?
Yeah.
Who's Jack Sparrow?
That's Johnny Depp.
Well, no wonder they didn't get married.
I don't remember Orlando Bloom's character's name. Text that in to 909-1065. Question 4. Justin Bieber's in Hawaii right now.
Uh-oh.
And again, had another fight with paparazzi. I gotta tell you, I'm worried about Justin Bieber.
He loves fighting with paparazzi.
He does, and I get it. Paparazzi are a pain in the ass, and they're soulless monsters, but unfortunately, it's part of fame. And he's been just telling him, like, I'm not in a good place, guys. Oh. I'm right on the edge.
Poor Biebs.
I know. How many main islands make up Hawaii?
3.
The answer I'm looking for is 8.
8?
There's actually, I Googled this, 137 Hawaiian islands.
Are you sure?
But we know about 8 of them. Like, we not know about them, but I mean, we mostly know about 8 main Hawaiian islands.
Wow.
Question 5. The Simpsons still draws in 3 million people every week. So it is still like a decent show. one of the funniest shows on TV, and they just signed a contract extending them to their 40th season.
More?
40th season.
Wow.
But they will make less episodes moving forward, cutting it down from 20 episodes to 17 episodes. So, listen to this. If The Simpsons is on season 36 right now.
Okay.
And they currently have 790 episodes. How many episodes will they have by the end of this contract?
Kevin. But they started making less episodes when?
This contract. Moving forward.
Okay, so 17 times 4. Yeah. This is confusing. 68 plus that. Give me a
three
second.
3 seconds.
Give me a second. Nine.
I'll give you three of them. Three.
738. How did it get less?
I don't know. I don't know.
That was confusing, and it's, I don't get confused on math.
17 times 4.
Right.
And then that number 68. Plus 790.
Right. Oh, okay. I subtracted.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Bill, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Final score. Bill, you got only one.
What?
And Kevin only got two.
Okay, these questions were hard.
He eked it out today. Oh, man. We're going to have $20 of the jackpot. Bill, what is it that you want to tell us?
Oh, Kevin, today I am not smarter than you, but I'll see you later on today at Elk Grove Honda.
Oh! Yes! I can't wait.
Bill, snaps for you. I love that. Yes, 3 p.m. Kevin will be at Elk Grove Hyundai handing out tickets to Wake Up Call Live, which is June 28th at the Crest Theater. Bill, you're amazing. Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully you had fun.
Thank you, guys. I did.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Astrology. The study
of the stars. Well,
yes.
Not really, but
we all know what it is, but do you value it in your life? 916-909-1065. 909-1065. And we're bringing this up because of a recent study, data that was pulled for this to find out how many Americans actually use astrology in their life. And what do you, first of all, what do you two think about it?
I believe in it, but I don't like work my life around it.
Yeah, I recently got into it, and everything I learned about it is kind of fascinating.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's hard not to, like, sometimes go like, God, that does seem right.
Yeah.
I feel like, because I'm somebody that doesn't believe in it, I just feel like there's...
You think, how could the day you were born
have anything to do
your right. personality so much?
Right. Like, how could it have anything to do with when your parents decided to make love?
But to that I say, if the moon can affect the tides, if the moon, if a full moon can cause women to go into labor, because look it up, there are more babies born during full moons and they literally staff up for it, then why couldn't when you were born impact who you are?
I don't, by the way, I did Google it and it says, no, there is no scientific evidence to support the claim that more babies are born during
that's
the full moon.
That's a lie. Yeah. That's a, okay.
I'm just telling you what Google says.
Google it again. Google it the right way.
Google it the right way.
Right.
You know what? Actually, I'm glad you're saying that.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's what people who believe in astrology do. They cherry pick it. If there's stuff about their sign or their partner's sign that makes sense, they put all their eggs in that basket. See, this is why you're a Sagittarius or something like that. But if there's something that doesn't make any sense at all, that they can find ways to explain that away. But 30% of Americans use astrology at least once a year to make a major decision.
Huh, okay.
To make a major decision.
Now, okay, I'm going to describe the characteristics of an Aries.
Oh my God.
Yeah, if it matches us.
Okay, and Kevin and I, for those that don't know, have the exact same birthday, mm-hmm. March 28th. Queens are born in March.
Yes.
Okay. courageous and brave.
Him?
Do you agree?
Him?
Ew.
Right away, I say
confident
no.
Confident and assertive.
Oh, keep going.
Yeah, we're true confident.
False. I say false for him, true for you.
Okay, now.
Energetic and enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
True for both.
Determined and driven.
Kinda, okay.
I say I'm not a very driven person.
Right. See, again, and you two are born on the same day.
Okay, but here's the thing. Nobody is 100% anything, okay? Hold on.
Kevin's 100% old man.
Okay.
Yes.
Honest and direct. Honestly, you are not direct. Well.
I'm honest.
No, he's far from honest.
What?
I was said direct. You're not honest.
I'm on.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Okay. Okay, I don't like on. This.
Independent right. and self-reliant.
Yeah, yeah.
Here I'm independent.
And here it comes.
And an initiator and a leader.
I think
I agree with that. He absolutely is. Now, yeah. Let's do the characteristics of a Leo, which is Gavin.
But wait, hold on. Are we not going to talk about the fact that we've got a great litmus test here? You two were born on the same day. I would say 4/5 of that description does not apply to Kevin.
It was different times. I was born at night. And what about you?
I was born at night.
Okay, wow.
Okay. Different years. Okay.
Different years, yes, that happens.
And also... Give me another also.
The moon shifts, so sure, the patterns the are shift. Different.
Okay, now tell me if this isn't the characteristics of a Leo.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about how 30% of Americans believe in astrology and use it. They're finding that younger people and LGBT people often believe in astrology the most.
Okay, confidence.
Okay.
You feign to be you not confident, but you're a confident person.
I think you're confident.
Leadership.
You're leading.
Hold on. Petty bitch is also on Aries. Okay. Creativity.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Passion.
Okay.
You are very passionate.
Drama.
Yeah. Okay.
Protection.
Okay.
Honesty.
Okay, but
see, that's uh-oh. You.
But again, we've known people, though, that are... quote unquote Leos that don't fit those.
My former husband.
Right.
A Leo, same birthday as you.
Same birthday.
Okay. He was born early. He should have been a Virgo.
Getting born early might be the key.
See?
What about you? Were you born on time?
Classic. And my boyfriend now, very classic Leo.
I was born a week late.
A week late.
Which would put me more solid in
you're
Leo.
Still Leo. Yeah.
I wouldn't be a cusp. God, the fact that I even know what it's called when you're right on the edge of something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. How do you feel?
And am I not drawn to Leos?
I mean, you are drawn to Leos.
The track record works.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Ever get that food hankering where you're like, oh man, I really want to fill in the blank. And then for whatever reason, you don't get to eat that thing, drives you crazy. Well, that happened to Kevin. And it was because of what, Kevin?
Because you wanted me to go get Noah's bagels.
Why wouldn't they sell you your food hankering?
I love a good pretzel dog from Noah's Bagels.
Right.
And we usually get Noah's bagels in the morning.
Sure.
And I always go in there, I say, hey, can I also get an Asiago pretzel dog? Mm-hmm. Usually, in the past, they said, yes, we have one for you. Would you like it warmed up or would you like it for later?
Okay.
I was like, okay, that's fine. Warmed up now. But this time, they had 5 employees working, okay? And they had the audacity to tell me, sorry, we don't have any bagel dogs right now.
Okay.
And I said, why don't you have any bagel dogs right now? And they said, well, it's not lunchtime.
What time of day was this?
This was at 9 o'clock or something.
Okay.
The other part of it that made him feel truly disrespected was that the person working was a teen.
She gave him so much attitude.
And so he got his ass handed to him, but not a pretzel dog by a teenager.
I forgot to tell you, before that, she was all like, why do you look so upset? After she said no, I had that face where it's like I was kind of angry. And then I told her that you guys never have pretzel dogs.
So you ordered food. She said, we don't have that food. And then asked you, why are you so upset?
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's
and then proceeded to attack me saying it's a lunch item.
It doesn't seem like you were attacked.
Bitch, I was ordering a Novolox too. That's on the lunch menu.
Is that not a breakfast
No, thing? It's on the lunch side.
It's definitely breakfast.
Salmon and cream cheese?
She didn't flag me.
It is weird that it comes with potato chips.
Because it's a lunch item. It's on the lunch menu.
That is true.
Okay, so then if that's... I always thought it was a breakfast item. But if they're considering it a lunch item,
right.
If they have that, why don't they give you a hot dog wrapped in bagel?
Right. Did you see how simple that was?
Well, I just said it. I didn't make
it. It's very simple. A wrap of pretzel around a hot dog.
I can say scallop risotto. That doesn't make it an easy dish to make.
That's hard.
Yeah, I know.
But wrapping a bagel around a dog, just go in the back. There's five people. One of them is just organizing the orange juices. The other is pouring eggs in. You don't need two people pouring eggs.
It does seem like they're always overstaffed at Noah's Bagels and yet also running drastically behind.
It had the audacity to attack me. Sorry, my crazy. Cravings is a hot dog.
Okay. Now, the other funny thing was, so you didn't end up getting anything, right?
Nope. I starved.
So he just went and sat in a corner waiting for your order.
Right. I looked pissed.
And just sat there by himself and then just stomped away.
I did. I said, does this come with chips too? And then I grabbed it and walked away.
Did you death stare them?
Yes. And I like kind of stopped my feet a little, but like.
Yeah, good for you.
But no to have pretzel dogs on the ready.
I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. If you have something on the menu, you should be allowed to buy it whenever
Thank
the hell you,
you
want.
Listen to what you're saying.
Thank you.
Listen to what you're saying. A morning hot dog.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on the side of reason.
You eat oysters in the morning.
Like, okay, yeah.
That teenager would have said that oysters aren't for lunch.
She probably would have given me whatever I want.
Wow. So you think this was a personal thing with Kevin?
Yeah.
She took one look at you and said, I'm doing you a favor. I know what a pretzel dog does to your GI system.
Oh my God.
I don't know. This is what Katie thinks.
I came in so happy too.
That's what
I said, hey. They said hi, welcome, and I said, hey.
Yeah, and they but as soon as they saw you walking in from the parking lot, and they're like, this bitch is gonna ask for a hot dog again.
Here comes Asiago, pretzel dog guy.
Here comes hot dog.
The guy goes, hey, and you were only happy because you thought you were about to eat an Asiago pretzel dog.
Yeah.
And then they were like, watch this. We don't have any. Plus, you need to stop eating those. And then orange juice organizer in the back was laughing his little ass off watching you have a meltdown over some teenager denying you processed pork in the morning. But really, though, how different is a hot breakfast hot dog than Spam?
Thank you.
Put Spam in eggs and stuff like that.
Where are we finding this?
The Polynesians.
I was going to say. I don't see. Once
you better tread carefully.
No,
you're going to get Katie canceled.
No, I'm going to say once they start serving that at Noah's, then you can have your hot dog.
Okay.
They serve a barbecue brisket breakfast sandwich.
It's
too hard to talk.
Barbecue brisket?
For breakfast.
Wow. Okay, then they just hate you.
Right.
That sounds good. Kevin, I think you need to go back to Noah's Bagels.
Their brisket is probably dry.
Okay, wow.
Just like their personality.
You're just, my God, Kevin, she's a child.
No, she's a teenager because you have to be 18 and over to work.
All right.
That's not true.
Regardless, she still holds dominion over you and your pretzel dogs.
I'm never getting it again.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Yes, Teddy Swim. I can't think of a better artist, Kevin, to see at the Lake Tahoe Outdoor Arena than at Harvey's than Teddy Swims. I think that's going to be a great show.
It's going to sound amazing.
It is going to sound amazing. Ooh. And we want to send you for free. We're doing this all week long. And we're playing Talktionary on the Wake Up Call. Ugh, my mouse is too far away from me. Jeez. Let's talk to Michaela first. Good morning, Michaela.
Good morning.
So, have you ever heard us play Talktionary before?
I have not, so
Ooh.
I get to hear it and play it for the first time.
Okay, so here's how Talktionary works. Katie's not here right now. She had to step out, so it's just me and Kevin. And Katie came up with this game when she was playing Pictionary, but she just wanted to talk her way through it. She didn't want to draw anything because it's radio. So we have Talktionary cards, or Pictionary cards, and we're going to describe the word, and you have to guess what the word is. In 30 seconds for each round. You get two rounds and we collect all the points, okay?
Okay.
All right, so then we got that out of the way. You're playing with Kevin.
Oh, 30
seconds on the clock. Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
Michaela, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. 30 seconds starts now.
This is a Disney character that never grows up. A little bit of pixie dust can make you fly.
Tinkerbell?
No, the boy that doesn't grow up.
Oh,
Come on. You can't swear.
Okay, perfect. And then, okay, you take the medicine. It's not liquid form, but...
Pills?
Yes.
Pills.
Okay, and then if you go to...
All right, you got two points. Michaela, I'm mad that you swore. Hopefully I dumped
sorry,
out of that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, all right, I'm going to put you on hold. And now let's go to Ashley on the wake-up call. Boy, oh boy, she screwed everything up here, Kevin. All right, Ashley, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
Don't
you just
swear,
fine.
Ashley.
Don't swear or I'm going to hang up on you, okay?
I won't.
Okay, all right. You and I have the same rules, 30 seconds for our round. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. 30 seconds starts now. This is the word for your entire, your arms, your torso, your legs, your head. That makes up
your body?
Yes.
Your body?
Yes. This is another word for a love seat.
Couch?
No, a big one. Another word for it.
A sofa?
Yes, there we go. If the opposite of accepted.
Rejected?
Yes!
Wow.
Okay, this is, if you put a toothpaste... All right, really hard. All right, you got 3 points, which means that we are in the lead, so you go back on hold. Now let's go back to filthy Michaela. Michaela, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, here we go. Once again, reminder, no swearing. 30
yes,
seconds.
Got it. So sorry.
All right, you need 2 points to stay in the game. Here we go. 30 seconds okay. starts now.
This is the tallest mountain in the world.
Kilimanjaro?
Oh, okay, maybe second tallest.
People
have died on here.
Oh, jeez. My God.
Okay, we're going to skip. Bears do this in the winter.
Hibernate.
Yes. Okay. A green gem is called what?
Emerald.
Yes. Okay. Happiness is
All right. You got two, so you're still in it. What was the first one?
Mount Everest.
That's what I thought. Mount Everest. Okay.
Is Kilimanjaro higher?
No. Everest is the highest one.
Wow.
Okay. All right, Michaela, you're back on hold. Let's talk to Ashley again. Ashley.
Yes.
We only need 2 points to win this, all right? Tickets to see Teddy Swims at Lake Tahoe Outdoor Arena at Harvey's on the line for early September. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. 30 seconds starts now. This is another word for a university.
A college?
Yes. If you don't want to wear glasses, you put these in.
Contact lenses.
Yes! All right, let's keep going. This is another word for blue jeans.
Pants?
No. Like specifically blue jeans. The material. Oh. The material is called...
Denim.
Yeah, there it is. That's all right. That's okay. We won. That's all that matters.
Yay!
We got 6 points to their 4 points. Congratulations. I feel like that was a good show of force between you and me there, Ashley.
Yeah,
you got a
you
pair
got easy words.
I don't think so. You got a pair of tickets to go see Teddy Swims at the Lake Tahoe Outdoor Arena at Harvey's. Stay on hold. We got to get your information, okay?
Thank you so much.
You got it.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Yeah, the celebrity couple that announced their pregnancy was Blink-182. No, it was Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian over the weekend. A couple that I can't stand.
I mean,
I hate them both.
They have, I mean, to say they're in the PDA.
Oh, it's disgusting. And I don't like it where, like, he's so teeny tiny, and she, it makes her look so much bigger than she actually is in real life. And they seem to come out of nowhere. It seemed to be one of those things that everybody should regret that we all did during COVID. You know, like like all of it just seemed so
to me
weird.
They're like a more likable Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox.
Marginally. But yeah, they're kind of and yes, I recognize that Travis is one of the best drummers of all time. Yes,
what
I do.
What difference does that make?
I mean, talent plays something into it. I'm not sure what Kourtney Kardashian does ever, or if she's good at it, but I do recognize that, but I still don't really like Travis Barker. But I thought that their announcement was actually pretty awesome because it was at a Blink-182 show reenacting the moment from the All the Small Things music video where Kourtney holds up a sign that says, "Travis, I'm pregnant."
Hey Travis. I'm coming down. I need help.
I mean, I thought that was actually really funny and really cool that they
now
did
you know
it that,
that
way.
That is not. There's no way he didn't know she was pregnant.
Yeah, it was a bit for the
okay,
the show.
Okay, just yeah. Making sure.
Yeah, it's funny too that they one of them, probably Tom, even said like that somebody's blank still works because neither of them are young.
They're not old, but they're past general childbearing. Like, she's 44.
I'm happy for them.
They really struggled to get pregnant.
That's what my wife told me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good. I'm happy for them. But it did make me think, like, what is the creative way that you told somebody that you were pregnant? You know what's funny is I don't remember how my wife told me about any of the kids that we have. Except for Phoebe.
Phoebe's the only one that I remember.
Yeah.
Where she gave you, you guys went to lunch,
mm-hmm.
and she gave you a box, right?
A little silver box. I still have it.
And in the box was a post-it.
That says, "We're having a baby."
Yeah.
And I remember the booth we sat at. It was at Jack's Urban Eats. Yep, at the Fountains. And yeah, I remember it. But it wasn't like, she didn't do anything that was funny. She didn't do anything super creative, but I remember that one. Did you? I mean, with any of your four kids?
No.
You know, you didn't. How did you tell your husband that you were pregnant?
So with Abby, I kept saying, "I think I'm pregnant." He kept saying, "No, you're not."
To be fair, Katie finds out that she's pregnant probably 5 minutes after sex is done.
I knew I was pregnant with Abby the day after we conceived her. That was his first kid. So his reaction for that one was when I finally took a pregnancy test and it was positive, he was like over the moon. Audrey couldn't have been less affected by the fact when I finally took a positive pregnancy test. But again, it's because I had kept saying, "I'm pregnant, I'm pregnant, I'm pregnant." Mm. But I was taking negative tests.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm pregnant before a test will even tell me I'm pregnant.
Right.
And then with Morgan, obviously, we had struggled to get pregnant. So once we finally got pregnant with her, it was relief more than anything.
But we put this up on Facebook, and some Wake Up Call listeners had some really funny, creative ways that they told somebody that they were pregnant.
Yeah. Melissa said that I had been customizing a book about their lives.
That's cool.
And so she made the pregnancy announcement the last page in the book.
That's awesome.
That's super cute.
That's great.
Emily said he needed new shoes for work, so I got him some and put the test inside the box for him to find. Asked him to make sure that they were the right ones, and he opened it up and he saw the test. That's cute. Savannah said I told him to close his eyes and gave him a baby bottle pop, sugar daddy, and crybaby candies. The cutest one was from Serena. Now, this was not for her husband, but for her mother-in-law. They invited her over for dinner, and everything was quote-unquote baby-themed. So they had baby carrots, baby back ribs, baby potatoes, etc.
That is so funny.
That's creative.
That's the best one that we got.
A lot of people were like, "And I gave him a onesie." And it's like,
no, that's not creative.
I mean, it's still better than anything I did.
Well, yeah, I always like the ones where people just leave a pregnancy test for somebody to find around the house. Like,
and then wait for that person to call?
Yeah, like it's some sort of prank. Like, there was one that I saw from a Wake Up Call listener that left it on the back of the toilet.
Yeah.
And like, how funny would it be if you did that?
And he didn't notice.
Guys are dumb.
That's what I would have expected.
Be like, are you diabetic now? Like, I don't know what this thing is on the back of the... I think your blood sugar's too low. Keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Kevin, I have a question for you. How do you feel about Crocs?
Crocs? I love Crocs.
So we're allowed to like Crocs?
Yeah, why not?
I don't, I have a pair of Crocs, but these pair of Crocs I got for free, and I don't really care about them, and they were old, and then to make matters worse, when my dog was a puppy, he chewed on them, so they don't look great anymore. Although, to be fair, they're Crocs, they never looked great. However, I'm going to the beach in like 5 weeks.
Okay.
So I feel like I should get another pair of Crocs for like hot sand and stuff like that.
I feel like Crocs aren't beach wear.
I feel like they're made for beach wear. No, why aren't they beach wear?
If you get them in the water and get them wet, and then when they're out in the heat, they shrink.
Well, I'm not going to get them. Why would I get them wet?
You don't wear them in the water?
No, why would I wear them in the water?
Okay, I didn't know. Well, then, yeah, get a new pair of Crocs.
Well, okay, but that's... So I got a text thing, you know, like when you... My kids wear Crocs, so I signed up to get, you know, a discount for...
Not
stuff.
You being part of the Croc Club.
Well, they're bothering me now. They send me stuff all the time. But I got this one alert saying, like, okay, they're having a big sale. Today's the last day. So I'm like, okay, maybe today's the day. And I went to their website. There's like 7,000 different types of Crocs now. Are there some Crocs? You're the fashionista on the show. Are there some Crocs that are more acceptable for an adult to wear?
I like the old-fashioned Crocs where it's like the regular... I don't know what the name of it
like
is.
Like the clog?
The like clogs, yes.
The old-fashioned clog?
The clogs are the best way to go. Anything else is just like, ooh, why are you wearing that?
Okay, so I shouldn't get like a pair of sliders, or I shouldn't get like the kind
the
that look like
are
shoes.
Sliders.
No, I mean, they can't... You know what I mean. Like slider flip-flops.
Yeah, don't get those.
Don't get those.
You need the strap for turbo mode.
Well, I'm not in turbo mode in
You
Crocs.
Never know.
All right, I guess if I have to outrun a shark...
What gibbets
know.
Are you getting for your
I'm not
Crocs?
Getting gibbets.
Okay, then you just look dumb.
I'm a grown man. Why would I put charms
You're
on my
You're wearing
shoe?
Crocs. Put the charms on. You already look dumb without them. At least.
Right, but like, is that where we're at now as a society?
Yes. Like if you're going to wear Crocs, wear the gibbets too.
So you already look dumb, just follow all the way through with the swing.
Right, why would you go halfway and look dumb? They're like, oh wow, he can only afford Crocs and not the gibbets?
Oh, so you think it's a status thing?
And it doesn't look right with no gibbets on. At least have one or two.
I feel like it looks more right. Like
No, everyone text in, doesn't it look better with gibbets?
For a grown-up.
Yes!
All right.
Grown-ups love the gibbets. Tell people about your personality.
I don't want strangers to know my personality by the clothes I wear, or at least the shoes that I'm wearing. But anyway, 916-909-1065. Kevin's got a good point. Text in. Let me know if you agree or disagree with what he has to say. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Crocs. There's a whole discussion about whether or not I wanted to get Crocs, and then Kevin convinced me, yes, you need Crocs for your upcoming beach vacation. Okay, fine. That's where my head's at now. Everybody is texted into 916-909-1065 about whether or not you have to now get gibbets or charms for your Crocs. All of you agree with Kevin.
Right.
This is insanity.
Because it's the way to go.
Some of the text messages that we got in, 916-909-1065. Yes, I have Star Wars gibbets on my Crocs. I'm a 50-year-old woman.
Yes.
Somebody else said, if you're going to wear Crocs, wear the Crocs. Mm-hmm. Go full send. Get the gibbets. That's from Lauren in Rancho. Somebody called you out, Kevin. It's called sport mode, not turbo mode,
okay,
you dumb
let's
bitch.
Not get technical.
Okay, all right. I'm a fifth grade teacher, and my students say that the gibbets make this difference. Okay, but again, you're talking about 10-year-olds. Okay.
See?
All right, okay, fine.
Well, I pulled up some gibbets that would go right up your alley.
What kind of gibbets does a grown man put on Crocs?
You like Disney. What about the Heart of Tefiti on your feet?
Why would I want that on my
because
show?
Because it's an adventure. Okay, how about this? Oh, look, certified grill master. That was like you. See, and then people know that you're a dad.
I don't think that. Okay, all right.
There's a hot sauce one that says hot, hot, hot. Gavin, you could customize so many.
These are the saddest things I've ever heard.
Wow.
Is there a corgi one?
Yeah, there's a corgi. There's also a golden retriever one.
I don't want a golden retriever one. I want a corgi one.
Well, there's also what's your favorite team? The Eagles?
Yeah.
They also have that too.
Oh, God. Okay. God. Am I really going to do this? Am
you
I really
going to
get Crocs with charms?
Yes. Oh, you could get a Croc chain that goes across the Crocs that say slay.
Like from one Croc to another?
No, like one end of the Croc to another Croc.
This is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Or you want Queen? They have everything. You could, wow, Gavin, you could even spell out your name if you wanted to.
How about just find me the letters LOSER and I'll put that on my Croc if I get a bunch of chips.
Mean.
That is it. That is the full show.
We did it. Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.